237.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. Whether it be your personal life, you want to get something out there, maybe there's something going on between you and your family members, or a significant other, and you want to just get some outside opinions, we're here for you. Or maybe it's political. Maybe you have an issue that you want to talk about. You've got some sort of a pet project, some pet issue that you want to get out there, or you've got a rant you want to get off your chest. Literally, anything goes on this show. You call in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, and our lovely phone screener, Jason, will quickly screen your call. All we need from you is your name, where you're calling from, one word, what you want to talk about, and how you're listening to the show. And you're on the air. It's that simple.
It's that quick. And Manwich.
And again, you can also email the show at freetalklive at freetalklive. Excuse me. That would get it there, but FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com. And we do have some emails to get to. And we're going to hold those off till, I think we're going to do it towards like the second half of the hour.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Because we normally open the show with emails. But you should know there's no set format here. I mean, if we're in the middle of an email and you've got something you want to call in about, go for it. Your calls are priority on this show. And on top of that, if you're a female and you're listening to this show, your calls are the utmost priority. So if we got three guys holding on the line waiting to get on the show, and then you call in, we will literally jump you right up to the front of the line.
Just like that.
Just like that. Just because you're a lady.
That's
and you
terrible.
Deserve it. 1-800-259-9231, and again, FTL at freetalklive.com. Also, get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. We got a chat room. There's people hanging out in there every night during the show. There's also the bulletin board system with over 200 users, nearly 2,000 posts for you to read through. So be sure you check that out, the Shrine of Female Listeners. The last 6 days' worth of shows archived for you, all there for you at freetalklive.com. And you know what? There's no membership fee. It's absolutely on the house. So log on at freetalklive.com. I know we got a bunch of interesting stuff to talk about tonight. I ran across this, actually kind of a quick follow-up here, and then we'll talk about what's going on in San Francisco. But last night, somebody brought up DWI in an email. And I said that from my experience of just knowing people who've had DUIs or DWIs, it seems like, well, one isn't enough. They tend to get one, and then they tend to get more on top of that. And
I don't know what the statistics are, but it seems that way for me, too.
It does seem that most of them who get busted once will get picked up again for another DUI or DWI. As if just to point out that I'm absolutely right about this, looks like Mr. DWI is in trouble again. Yes, the man nicknamed Mr. DWI, 63-year-old Jerry Zeller, was arrested on Saturday by police for failure to appear in court for an October drunk driving charge. This particular drunk driving charge happens to be Zeller's 34th.
34th drunk driving charge? No wonder he didn't show up. He's bored with it. They clearly don't do enough to this guy. he's just tired of it. Ah, the same rigmarole. Yeah, I'm guilty, whatever.
I'm not even sure it's... Okay, South Dakota. Looks like it's in the South Dakota area is where this happened. Zeller's 34th DWI arrest. Prosecutors have not been able to charge Zeller as a habitual offender in the past, since a former state law would restart the DWI conviction count after 5 years. So I guess he gets a few DWIs and stays clean for 4 or 5 years. His count gets reset, and then he's back at it. Zeller's last DWI conviction was in June of 1997. Therefore, Zeller only faces a misdemeanor for his recent arrest with a maximum sentence of 1 year in jail. So after 34 DWIs, he's looking at only 1 year in local jail. The state law was changed in July of 2001 to extend the time frame from to 10 years now instead of 5. So now he's got to wait 10 years instead of his 5 year. Can you believe that? 34 times?
I'm stupefied. I thought you were going to say 5.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. But legitimate website, legitimate story. This guy's for real. And the fact that the guy has a nickname around town, Mr. DWI.
They shouldn't serve him anymore.
That's amazing.
What are they going to do? Follow him around?
I don't know. Let's go to the phones, though. It's your show. You can take control anytime just by dialing in 1-800-259-9231, just like Dave in New Hampshire has done. Dave, what's happening?
Well, I figured I'd hijack your show right off the top here today.
Do it.
Well, I wanted to bring you an update on our little planned burning of the UN flag.
Oh, yes, this is something going on. Now, where is it going to happen in New Hampshire?
In Keene, New Hampshire. Keene. It's on the western part of the state.
Uh-huh. Is that where you live?
It is.
Oh, okay.
How big of a city is Keene?
That's about 22,000.
22,000, okay. Is there much outlying area, or is that the whole metro?
That would probably be, I think that's just the metro. The outlying area is additional population, I believe.
Like something like 70,000 in the whole county or something like that.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if there's that many, because it's pretty sparsely populated. Keene's sort of the biggest town in the area.
Interesting.
But, we're going to do it on Saturday morning at 11 a.m., and we're gonna open carry firearms. You're allowed to do that in New Hampshire.
But now, describe open carry for people who've never come across that term before.
We'll just be wearing pistols in holsters.
Outside of your clothing. It's
correct.
Something that would be visible.
Some of us will. Not everybody has a gun, obviously. But
right.
Yeah, now that's legal. Now, I don't know how rifles and shotguns are handled in terms of the law,
mm-hmm.
because I don't own one, and I've never had to deal with that. But I believe you can openly carry them to some extent. But I haven't even thought about that, because that's not what I'm going to be bringing along.
Hmm. Now you're a member of the Free State Project, is that correct?
I am, and it's fun to watch the Free State Project itself sort of flee from this idea, like, oh, we don't, you know, personally endorse this, they're doing it on their own, and...
I think it's a great idea, personally.
Well, thanks. I mean, there is some risk in it. You know, some people could be alienated by this, but, you know, we're past that in America. We're past the point where we can worry about that.
Well, the Free State Project, it really is about bringing 20,000 freedom-minded people to one state, and that state happens to be New Hampshire.
Right.
What those activists do once they get to New Hampshire really has nothing to do with the Free State Project.
Right. And most Free Staters, you know, the ones that haven't moved yet, the ones that are higher up in the organization, they don't really care that much what we do. They just want to make sure that they are not perceived as intervening in New Hampshire politics from outside. So that's laudable. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's a good thing. I think that they don't want to be intervening from outside. We all like that. But it's funny. We organized the event on one of their forums, which are supposed to be pretty free and wide open.
Right.
And that was the point of objection. It's like, next time, guys, organize it on your own forum somewhere.
Mm.
So we will probably do that. But
it's going to happen anyway.
Exactly.
This Saturday at 11 o'clock. So you have yourself a UN flag then.
We have two UN flags. We only expected one, but a buddy managed
double your pleasure.
Pick up a second one. We're going to use the second one for dart board practice.
We would like you to invite you to set up your next one on our bulletin board.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
freetalklive.com.
Well, we noticed you registered recently, Dada Orwell.
Yeah,
right?
Correct.
Yeah. Very cool. Now
we do support open carry, and for that matter, we support all Second Amendment actions.
Now you're gonna have somebody with a camera there, right? Because this
is
definitely a Kodak moment.
We may be short on video cameras. We may not have any video cameras there, but we will have still cameras. And I'm expecting it's not going to be a huge attendance. I would guess it's probably going to be somewhere between 10 and 20 people.
And where is it going to be, like on the steps of the courthouse or something? Where precisely will you be in Keene, New Hampshire?
We're just doing it in a city park.
Uh-huh.
Reason for that is because you don't need a burn permit. There are already grills and fireplaces uh-huh. out there. So really no one can say, well, you must have a permit and so forth. So it's not going to be, you know, people driving by it. There aren't going to be a lot of people driving by to see it. It's really a matter of how much press we can get out there and whether we can just generate our own press.
Dave, is this a first? Has this ever happened in America? Has anyone ever burned a UN flag publicly?
This is going to be the second time I know of, and we were inspired by the first time, which was by freedom lovers in Montana.
That is fantastic. Thanks for checking in. We got to run. Good hearing from you, though. Good luck on Saturday morning. Let us know how it goes. Call us Saturday night, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up anything. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. ahealthylifechoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at GCNlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at GCNlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Live 1-800-259-9231, toll free 800-259-9231. This is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're here until 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight, although we do have a third hour from 9 to 10 o'clock. That is our time warp hour for now. We're expecting by the end of this month for that to be also a live hour, so then you'll get 3 hours a night of Free Talk Live, and plus our Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern time. So don't forget about that. You can log on and hear the last 6 days' worth of the show online for free at freetalklive.com. Plus, get interactive on our bulletin board system, our chat room, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more. We just talked a moment ago to Dave from New Hampshire, and he's someone who's checked in with us a few times in the past. He actually has written some pro-New Hampshire poetry, and it's been a while since he sent one of those in there, but he's a member of the Free State Project. We happen to be members of the Free State Project.
Yes,
so
both of us are.
It's definitely a movement that I'm a fan of, and of course it's 20,000 individuals, activists, who are going to be moving to New Hampshire in order to help, well, make it more free.
If you're interested, all you have to do is go to freestateproject.org.
That's correct. And he was talking about what they're doing this weekend. It's not the Free State Project that's doing it. It's just him and some other people in
activists.
New Hampshire. Some other activists in New Hampshire are going to be burning the UN flag. Now, as he said, he's only heard of it being done once before in the past. And I got to say, I'd never heard of it happening anywhere. I think it's a great idea. And it kind of made me think of these laws that I stumbled across last night that are only applicable here in the state of Florida, where we're originating this show from. But I think these laws need to be heard nationwide, because there's a good chance you have some that are similar in your area. And there's also a good chance that these laws could be coming to your area soon, considering all these new security measures that the government is implementing.
They're good taste of the wackiness that the politicians participate in.
Now, the heading under I'm literally reading this from the Florida Senate website. So these are actual laws created in the year 2004.
Huh.
Now, I don't know if these are going into effect on January 1st or if they're already in effect, but either way, they're definitely coming down the pipe one way or the other. One of them, and this is certainly not the worst one, but it ties right in. Public mutilation of the flag is now illegal in the state of Florida. I don't know if it already was illegal, but this one solidifies it. It says whoever publicly mutilates, defaces, or tramples upon or burns with intent to insult any flag, standard, colors, or ensign of the United States or of Florida shall be guilty. So they didn't include the UN. So we could technically burn a UN flag here in the state of Florida. But you can't burn a Florida flag, and you can't burn a United States flag, which, of course, is a huge controversy. I know the National House of Representatives has been looking at passing a flag-burning amendment or anti-flag-burning law, and I think that's a real problem. I think it's a violation of free speech and symbolism.
First, I'd like to say that I think that burning the American flag is reprehensible. I hate it. I hate the idea of people doing it. It really angers me to watch it happen. Secondly, I don't think anybody should be put into our judicial system, or at least put in the criminal judicial system, without doing something violent. You know, just because I don't like it, and I really don't. It makes me crazy. And those people are setting themselves up, you know, people that are burning the American flag are setting themselves up for violence from other people and, you know, just all kinds of crazy stuff. But at the same time, I don't think that
you don't want to waste court time on it. Somebody burning a flag.
It's just somebody burning yes.
Ostracize them if you want to. You know, you don't have to serve them. It's your business if they're flag burners. But as far as
them
spending money to keep them in jail, I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't think so either.
So you think it's a bad idea then to put nonviolent types in prison?
Basically.
How about this? We have
theft.
Theft is violence against property.
Yeah, but
it's force or fraud. How about force or fraud?
Okay.
On this show, we're constantly covering the reduction of freedoms in this country. We're constantly giving you news items and updates on, well, basically how we're being fleeced by the federal government for the most part, as far as, you know, the Supreme Court's looking at a few cases right now that could fully eviscerate the Fourth Amendment rights that we have, the rights to be safe in our possessions and in our property and not having them unreasonably searched and seized. That amendment could be out the window very soon. It's already been dug away at quite a bit. A number of the other amendments that basically...
That's one that they really don't like up in Washington.
Oh, yeah. It's a big impediment to their police state powers. They've dug away at the 10th Amendment, and most of them, they've really kind of chipped away. And, this is right straight out of the Florida statutes. You may want to check your local laws, because you may have something similar here. But it looks like they're hitting the First Amendment now. They've now outlawed the advocation of criminal anarchy, communism, and other specified doctrines. Now,
They outlawed the avocation of communism?
Let me give you the exact wording of this law. This is in the law books here in the state of Florida. This is just extra reasons to leave the state as soon as possible. And by the way, I cannot find the definition of criminal anarchy. I don't know what that means. Normally they have a definition section in the law, and it's just, if you've ever tried to page through a law book, you know how just crazy and difficult it is. So you'll have to forgive me for not being able to find them. Here's what it says. Any person who, number one, by word of mouth or writing, that's speech,
advocates, advises, or teaches the duty, necessity, or propriety of overthrowing or overturning existing forms of constitutional government by force or violence.
Okay.
So you cannot speak about, you cannot write about, encouraging people to overthrow the state in the state of Florida. Of disobeying or sabotaging or hindering the carrying out of the laws, orders, or decrees of the duly constituted civil, naval, or military authorities. Did it just say that I can't advocate disobeying law? I believe that's what it just said.
Wow.
I cannot get on the radio and tell you to disobey bad laws, because I firmly believe that that's what you should do. Isn't it Martin Luther King that said something like, I'll have to dig up the quote maybe during the break, but he said something to the effect of, it's his duty to disobey bad laws. It's his duty as a citizen of the United States to civilly disobey poor laws. But this just told me that this is a felony, by the way, in the second degree.
It's loco.
Here in the state of Florida.
Punishable by up to 10 years.
5 to 15 years in
five
prison.
5 to 15?
Florida prison. This could be going on in your state, too. That's why I'm letting you all know about this. Of course, we're a worldwide broadcast. It says, or by the assassination of officials of the government of the United States or of the state or by any unlawful means or under the guidance of in collaboration with officials, agents, representative of a foreign state, blah, blah, blah. Number two, this is also prohibited now. You cannot print, publish, edit, issue, or knowingly circulate, sell, distribute, or publicly display any book, paper, document, or written or printed matter in any form containing or advocating, advising, or teaching the doctrine that constitutional government should be overthrown by force, violence, or any unlawful means.
Wow.
That just banned books? It just banned writing?
It sounds darn close to banning the activities of our founding fathers. Although they didn't overthrow a constitutional government.
Well, that's
the Magna Carta was there.
That's kind of the point of, this is kind of the only crux that I think here. It keeps mentioning constitutional government. Well, we don't have constitutional government here, so then
no.
It's all right for me to advocate the overthrow of it, because we haven't been constitutional for many, many years. We're going to come back with more, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control and bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Walking the dog, rocking the baby, and going around the world are great yo-yo tricks. But there's one sleight of hand you can do without. When I come back, more about this yo-yo no-no. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. You've got the world on a string, because there's a new car in your garage. Don't be so sure. If you drive off the lot before final financing's been approved, you just might get yo-yoed. Yo-yoing occurs when a financial institution supposedly rejects a loan, but it's really a ploy by unscrupulous dealers to refinance at a higher rate or under less favorable terms. If you think you're getting yo-yoed, ask the dealer for the name, number, and address of the lending institution that rejected your your financing. Better yet, before you leave the lot, negotiate, sign, and require a copy of all financing. Now you can shoot for the moon without being hung out to dry. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You can comment on the things we're talking about or bring up something completely different. This is your show, and you can take control again. 1-800-259-9231. We're here live until 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and then from 9 to 10, you get a Time Warp Hour. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Do you believe this stuff, Manwich?
I'm stupefied by what I'm hearing.
What we're talking about are some laws that appear, it looks like, they're called the 2004 Florida Statutes. Obviously, we're a worldwide radio show, but I'm reading these because everybody needs to know what's going on here. I mean, not just here in Florida, but I'm sure there's stuff like this in every state in the union. And if not, I'm sure it's coming soon to a state near you.
If our politicians are actively engaging our constitutional rights here in this state, then they're probably doing it in the other 49.
It's just amazing what I'm reading here. They're saying that the advocation of criminal anarchy, communism, and other doctrines such as criminal Nazism and criminal fascism are prohibited now. You cannot speak about these things. You cannot advocate the overthrow of, as they put it, a constitutional government. Well, I believe this government is no longer constitutional. So is it all right if I advocate the overthrow of it?
It doesn't seem to resemble the Constitution.
Absolutely not. And this sure as hell doesn't resemble the Constitution. Banning speech, banning the written word. It is amazing to me that this is going on in this country today, and I think we're probably the only talk show talking about this particular set of laws. I don't think that anyone else is going to touch on this.
I'm sure they'll just let it slide right by.
And I don't even know. One of our listeners, Skyler, shot me an instant message last night and showed me the link to this. Otherwise, I'd have been completely oblivious to it. I wouldn't have been. It's nobody in the news is talking about this.
They love to silently pass these little things.
And there's much more where this came from. There's just a whole bunch of stuff in this subheading of Chapter 876, the Florida law, literally pulling this directly from the Florida Senate website. The subheading is criminal anarchy, treason, and other crimes against public order. Whatever that means. Again, I haven't been able to find the descriptions, the definitions of criminal anarchy. I'm a bit of an anarchist myself. I'm not a full-fledged anarchist. I happen to think that, while I am a registered libertarian and a member of the Free State Project, etc., I believe the libertarianism is where we need to go. But I think if we can ever get there, then you're going to find me on the side of, let's see what other programs we can cut. You know, okay, we've got constitutional government now. The Constitution does say we should have a postal service, but I really don't think we should. You see what I mean? There's definitely some things in that Constitution that don't belong. And so I would be one of the people on the side of, okay, here we are, we're a constitutional government. That's great. I'd love that. If that's as far as we could go in this country, I'd be totally satisfied. But that wouldn't shut me up about getting rid of the rest of it.
I believe that to be true. I'm nowhere near that kind of political bend. But that doesn't change
the
fact that I believe I believe that you should be able to say what you want. I mean, I don't think you can go into, like the Supreme Court Justice, began with a W, can't remember his name, said you can't walk into a movie theater and yell, fire. Granted. But I think that if you advocate the overthrow of the government...
Well, the reason you can't do that is because it's private property. That's why. Not because there's a law against it. It's because that's not your property, and if the movie theater guy doesn't want you yelling fire in his movie theater, then you shouldn't be able to yell fire in his movie theater.
Well, yelling fire in a movie theater, let's say that it's government property where there's a bunch of people. A crowded post office, for instance. People can get hurt when you yell that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people could rush for the door, panic, that sort of thing.
Really, though, I can't see... Do you think people would really behave that way in a brightly lit post office? Somebody walks in and yells, "Fire!" Everybody kind of looks around. you'd just be written off as a downtown kook or something like that.
Why is it the kooks are always downtown?
That they just gravitate. Now, maybe there's more bars in downtown. I don't know. Here's another one. Here's another one from the Florida statutes. Wearing a mask, hood, or other device on a public way, no person or persons over the age of 16 years shall, while wearing any mask, hood, or device, whereby any portion of the face is so hidden, concealed, or covered as to conceal the identity of the wearer, enter upon or be or appear upon any lane, walk, alley, street, road, highway, or other public way in the state. So basically, you just outlawed Halloween for anyone over the age of 16.
They did do that.
Not that many 16-year-olds are out there doing Halloween anyway, but there are some who put on masks. I know when I was 17 and I was in high school, I wore a mask to school. That would have been a violation of this law.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say the actual punishment on this particular one, but it is just amazing. And we subversive activities law. And I can't even get into all this. What is a subversive activity? And again, what is criminal anarchy? What does that mean? What is criminal fascism? In my opinion, our Bush administration is criminally fascist. So can I advocate the overthrow of them since they're not constitutional government? Do you see how nebulous this is? Even though it sounds like it's all well-worded or whatever, it really is pretty cloudy.
And it's all trying to keep us safe.
Whatever that means.
Well, that's the danger. You trade safety for freedom. And I don't want my freedom traded for safety. And it seems like because these politicians are just trading my freedoms for safety every day. And the end product of safety is me in a padded cell.
Mm-hmm. Roadblocks. Men with guns at the airport. Is this a country you really want to live in? Because you're letting it happen. America, you're just letting it happen. You're just bending over. I remember when they started searching vans and trucks at the airports on a regular basis. Apparently, terrorists don't bring anything in cars. They only use vans and trucks. They interviewed some of the people who were coming into the airport to see how they felt about it, and the general demeanor of these people was just total resignation. Well, they're doing it for our safety. It's okay with me. Hello? Hello? This is supposed to be a free country. It's supposed to be a free nation. I was talking with my mother last night. She believes she's fully believing that this is a free country. I don't understand how people can believe that. How is it that the wool can be pulled so far down over people's eyes?
Well, here's where I'm going to get into a topic that isn't going to be very popular.
Okay.
But I think all this stuff started with women's suffrage.
Meaning giving them the right to vote.
Giving them the right to vote.
Wait a minute.
Well, I just for a second here. Now, women by their biological nature are much more safety conscious.
Okay.
Do you understand? Like,
sure, they want to coddle you and take care of you.
And if they go outside, somebody can hurt them more readily than they can hurt me.
Sure.
So all this safety stuff, you know, the chipping away of our freedoms, I believe to be based on the fact that women vote now, and politicians need to pander to that more so.
I've never heard that.
No, it's a pretty misogynistic view.
Did you just come to that decision recently? You've always kind of believed that?
I have believed it for a while.
But you've been on this show for 2 years, and I've never heard
you
say that.
No way. Well, I've never
Are you advocating that we remove their right to vote?
I you can't. But I believe that that's what the problem is. I believe that women need to take another look, is what I think. Because I think they need to take a strong look at freedom.
You know, women...
And the value that it holds.
If this really is true, they need to understand that one thing's for sure, government never will be able to protect women from all of the threats against them. Government can't do anything right. We're going to come back with more. 1-800-259-9231. And if it's not constitutional, I say overthrow it. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We'd rather do it by the ballot box, of course.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? It's not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Talk Live 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number, and you can get interactive with us about anything you want, whether it be political or personal. Whatever it is that happens to be on your mind goes. So 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might just read your emails live on the air. Last night, we read one from Scott where he described, he was talking about the zero tolerance insanity going on in this country, and he made the point that, yeah, while the 10-year-old girl having scissors, sure, she could have used those scissors as a weapon, he also made the point that in military training, he was trained to kill somebody with a pocket comb.
A sock, too.
And a sock, and I sort of expressed interest in knowing how that was possible, so here's the follow-up. Scott emails us at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, in answer to your question, if you're on the battlefield and you find yourself without a weapon,
because all you've got is a sock,
and you need to take out a sentry quietly, you can take off a sock, fill it with sand or dirt. So I was right. I thought maybe put pennies in there or something like that. So close. And it makes for a very lethal weapon that you can use to tag someone over the head with.
Like a crudgel.
It can crush their skull as easily as would a lead pipe.
Wow.
Or, as an alternative, you can use what's known as the one-second kill, which is a hand-to-hand technique in which you quietly sneak up behind someone and quickly reach an arm around their throat and then quickly drop down on top of them with their head bent forward, using your weight to snap their neck as you hit the ground. You know, you learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. He goes on to say, I didn't include these in my earlier email because I would really hate for some idiot to go out there and get, or some idiot out there to get the idea to use these techniques against their neighbor or maybe a younger sibling. Oh, there I go. Now I've done it, huh?
Now you've done it.
Released that classified information to the populace.
Well, I think anybody who could fill a sock up with sand could probably find a stick or a lead pipe. So I don't think that's a big deal.
Most likely. He also says, and of course the point is that there are lots and lots of ways to kill people that do not include scissors or box cutters or fingernail clippers. We're only limited by our imaginations and the illusion our government attempts to give us of safety through laws or by force are simply that illusion.
I think that's a great point.
Absolutely.
For all the security...
And the illusions of safety, you know, the illusions of safety, like a guy who doesn't have a box cutter on a plane can't hijack the plane. Please.
It should, certainly could.
For all the alleged security that we now have in this country, it's all just for show. It's all a big parade, basically, and it means nothing to a determined individual who wants to do some harm. Scott continues his email. He says, we as a people feel safe knowing that our law enforcement people are out defending the right from the wrong and tackling all crime in an ever-expanding effort to see to it that we the people are safe from the darkness of evil. Ha! I almost managed to say that with a straight face. You guys have a good one, and I'd offer a suggestion that you don't read the use of the above-mentioned techniques on the air.
Very good, bozo.
So now you know. Oops. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And actually another one here. This person writes and says, many Christians are confused. This is in a response to a heated issue that I guess we were discussing last night. Mm-hmm. And the question, I guess, on the table was, well, are we a Christian nation?
Separation of church and state was
separation of church and state was where it came from.
And immediately it goes to, you know, I mean, immediately.
And then the Christians come out of the woodwork with, this is a Christian nation and our founders were Christians.
God knows the gay people can't get married.
You know, it seems like whenever they bring this up, it almost sounds like they're advocating a state religion. But whenever I press them, they always say, oh, no, we don't believe us. We should have a state religion. But they believe we should have prayers in Congress, prayers and Bible in schools, and the Ten Commandments in the courtrooms. So while they say they don't want a state religion, they certainly sound like they do. Anyway, our emailer makes it clear that many Christians are confused as to what type of religious philosophy our founding fathers carried. The Christians believe that our founding fathers were all Christians and all believe that the nation should be built upon the shoulders of God. In truth, the largest majority of our founding fathers were deist or free thinkers.
Now,
he didn't say they all were.
No, he didn't. He didn't say they all were. But at the same time, it's my understanding that only a few were deists.
Well, obviously we're...
Thomas Jefferson, obviously deist. Benjamin Franklin, deist.
I didn't know him. I don't know for sure. Maybe I don't know how Scott, our emailer, does either, but that's his claim.
Okay.
So we're just reading an email. He says, and while many Christians cite instances where God or the Creator are used in many documents from that time, while they, Christians, use this as a means by which to push their Christian agenda, they fail to educate themselves on what exactly a deist is or what a deist believes in. The following is part of their philosophy. And then he describes deism, but he kind of recaps it, so I'm not going to read the description. He says, so here it would seem that our founding fathers, again, many of whom were deists, did not in fact believe in the Bible God, but instead they believed in what would best be called the inner self, or an inner existence in which God manifests as one's own reason and ability to act on that reason. So basically, he's saying that's what deists believe.
Okay.
That kind of like God is sort of a part of you, I guess.
Well, how would they be endowed by their creator then?
I don't know. God, in their terms, did not create the heaven and the earth, and the founding fathers never intended for this creator God to dominate religion in our country. But nonetheless, that's what Scott thinks. But we obviously have listeners who feel differently, and I think that's fine. You know, this is America. You're supposed to be able to have different opinions.
It's freedom of religion.
Freedom of religion, freedom of speech, all
just
that
don't
kind of
shove
stuff.
It down other people's throats. And I am a religious guy.
Right.
I don't believe that my religion should be legislated.
And that's the problem here, is with a lot of these people who were, I think, calling in last night, they wanted to see their religion in schools. They wanted to see their religion in the courtroom. And
I want to see it in schools, too. I don't want to see it in government schools.
Right, that's why we need to get the government out of education. We'll continue. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the show that you can take control of just by dialing in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. Quickly screening your calls and putting you on the air about anything, whether it be political or personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here for the remainder of this hour. We got another live hour coming up next, and then the 9 to 10 o'clock hour is a time warp hour, Eastern time, by the way. So keep that in mind. We also have a Saturday night show. Don't forget about that. If you're getting this show during the week and you don't hear our Saturday night show on your local station, call your local station, talk to the program director, thank them for adding Free Talk Live, but then ask them to add every single hour of the show. Wow, it's been a hell of an hour, man. We've covered all kinds of offenses to our freedom. And you've got another one.
Yes, I do. Got one right here.
And by the way, you can log on to freetalklive.com, get interactive in our chat room. There's people hanging out in there, the bulletin board system, and much, much more.
AP, with the theme Celebrating Freedom, Honoring Service, President Bush's second inauguration will heavily emphasize a nation at war. But festivities will rival those during peacetime. Planned are 9 official balls, a youth concert, a parade, fireworks display, and, of course, Mr. Bush's second swearing-in ceremony at noon on January the 20th. The cost will be between $30 million and $40 million.
Whoa.
An amount that does not include expenses for security. That doesn't include security.
That would probably be another $40 billion, because that's what they spent on the damn Republican convention.
Jeez.
That's our money, by the way. Tax dollars. I don't think old Georgie boy's financing his own inauguration out of his own pocket.
I don't see why it would be reported if it wasn't. I haven't found anywhere in this mm-hmm. news story that is, in fact, tax dollars. But I certainly the security is going to be.
Maybe it'll be maybe the inauguration will go something like this.
Akhtung!
Oh, come on, please. You act like he's such a bad guy. And he's not
he is a bad guy, as far as I'm concerned.
He's a good guy trying to do good.
I don't believe
trying
it.
Trying to do good. He's
I
just
do
misdirected.
Not believe it. I don't believe it. You know, I've been asking that question throughout his term, throughout his past 4 years. Is this guy really... Is he really believe... Does he really, as you said, believe that what he's doing is the right thing? Or is he totally... reprehensibly a bad guy? And I believe he must be a bad guy, because he has no concept, either that or he has no concept of what this country is all about. And how could you get so far into politics and into the government without learning even the tiniest minutia about what freedom and liberty are about? How could you? You either have to be a total rube, and you don't believe he's a rube.
I do not believe he's a rube.
So if he's not a rube, then he must be intelligent, and if you're somewhat intelligent, you have a concept of what the Bill of Rights is all about.
All politicians are moving us towards this. It's the nature of politicians. Legislators
an exception.
Wish to legislate. Absolutely, and okay. I wish that we had more people like Ron Paul in the United States government. The problem, the legislators want to legislate in the same way that you believe that, you know, your job is important and you can help people with your job. Mm. They believe their job is important and they can help people with their job.
I don't believe it. I believe they can think they can help themselves and help their friends and help their political contributors.
Well, they generally
and punish
do that,
their
yeah.
enemies. That's what they believe, and that's why they're there. I believe they really are scumbags. I just can't delude myself into thinking these people really are doing what they're doing for, in their opinion, the best. It's the best for them because they get more power and more influence. That's what it's all about. 40 billion, what, 30 billion? 40 billion?
30 to 40.
I'm sorry, million. Oh, it's only millions.
Million.
Oh, that's it. For one, what, one afternoon's worth of events or something like that?
800-259-9231.
If you've got a comment, we're going to come back with more Free Talk Live in a moment. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control.
U.S. Gold.